multiple ways. Obviously, you became a central figure in the playoffs and in that series. I mean, just less than 24 hours later, what's your emotion that it's over and that it just suddenly ends that way? How do you process that, if you can?
Yeah. It sucks that it's over, for sure. I mean, you know, it's going to suck not being able to come to the rink tomorrow and see your brothers and, you know, compete for the end goal, which is the Stanley Cup. So, obviously, there's a lot to be proud of, but, you know, it still hurts, and I think it's going to hurt for a while.
How much have you cherished this season? You talked about coming to the rink with the guys, the bonds you've established and grown with this team over the last 8 months.
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. I love every guy in that room, and it's truly a brotherhood. It's the tightest team I've ever been on, and you know, it was cool to see the city kind of rally around us, and you know, it was super cool, and a season I'll never forget.
Zach, were you able to process the kind of celebrity you gathered through the playoffs and a lot of what was going on, you know, every time you're mixing it up or scoring a goal or something happening around the net, about how the playoffs can help build that profile for you and, you know, how much more of a popular figure you've become nationally speaking, not just in Buffalo?
Yeah, I think it was so fun. I mean, the playoffs, I've never played, obviously, in the NHL playoffs, and it doesn't get better than that. It was so much fun. It was a blast, and obviously the city of Buffalo is such a hockey town and sports town, and you know, when we started winning, and you know, the fan support was actually crazy. It was, you know, you couldn't even go to a grocery store without, you know, people running up to you and grabbing photos. So, you know, obviously super thankful. And, yeah, it was super cool to see.
Zach, how would you evaluate this season with the Sabres? You know, what kind of growth did you make? What areas did you see yourself improving? Where else do you see yourself needing to improve in as you prepare for next season?
Yeah, I think we grew as a team. I mean, you look in early December, we're 3 games under 500, and you know, the media and people were counting us out already. So I mean, you go on a 10-game win streak, and our team was probably the best team in the East, you know, after being 3 games under 500. So that part of it was really cool, and I think you know, our young guys grew as the year went on, and you know, I think our team as a whole grew as the season kept going. And, you know, obviously it still sucks to lose last night.
Zach, this was the final year of your entry-level deal. I'm sure something you weren't thinking about much the last few weeks with everything going on. But as you head into the summer, like, what are you thinking about just going into contract talks and kind of your future here with this organization?
Yeah, I mean, that's something I haven't even thought about. I mean, obviously that's something I'll have to talk to my agent with about in the next couple of weeks and go from there. But yeah, I was just so focused on playing, obviously. Haven't even really thought about it.
Hey, Zach, back here. I got just two for you. The first is, you know, game six, Lindy breaks you and Josh up, and you guys go to different lines. But just throughout the season, the effect that you guys had playing on the same line together, no, I mean, it showed up almost every time you guys stepped on the ice. I'm just curious as to why you think, looking back on it now, you and Josh were able to have so much success.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, play similar style of the game, hard on opponents, love to strip pucks and get in on the forecheck and make plays. So, I mean, I love playing with Doner. You know, he's an elite player and, you know, someone you just love playing with, so positive and such a good player. So I you know, obviously we found some chemistry late into the season, and I love playing with the owner.
Then my second one, Zach, knowing your relationship with Rasmus and how much he means to you is, you know, you go back to just this playoffs and in particular last two games, watching, you know, your captain perform the way he did and tying the game last night. What are, I guess, the biggest areas of growth that you saw him take as a leader and as a captain on this team?
Yeah, I think he's as good as they come, obviously. You know, he's a gamer. You know, when the game's on the line, you want him on the ice, and he showed that in the playoffs, and obviously such a good leader for us. He leads in so many different ways. So, you know, it's awesome to have a guy like that as your captain, and obviously a world-class player.
Zach, what did you learn about Konsta just being around him for a few weeks again, and just what beyond talent allowed him to acclimate so quickly? I mean, he was obviously ready for the moment.
Yeah, he's super confident. I mean, he's an elite player and, you know, just a great person too. So, you know, I loved having him around. He's hilarious and keeps the room light, and but at the same time, he's an elite player and super confident. So I think that allowed him to kind of flourish in the playoffs.
How does he make you laugh?
yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'd say he's not the smartest person, but no, I love him. He's an awesome dude.
Look back at that that game. 91 shot attempts. You guys are basically dominating that hockey game. Is it almost impossible not to look back with some what ifs that if this just would have happened, or if they don't blow the whistle too soon, or is it almost impossible not in a game like that not to look back at the what ifs because you were so close?
Yeah, I'd be lying if I said it's definitely not possible. I mean, you definitely look back at it and what if that, but at the same time, you learn from it. You know, we know we're going to be back, and it's a good lesson for us, and I think you just see come playoff time, anything can happen. You know, one shot means a lot, so, you know, it obviously stings right now, but we'll be better from it, and yeah.
Fine, Zach, you know, people think to that the two-on-one and overtime with Tage. I mean, Tage has put the puck in the net in those spots a lot of times. The passes hit you or hit other guys a lot of times. Just what did you see on that opportunity, and how tough was that one to see go away in that spot?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a world-class player making a world-class play. I mean, he toe-drags a D-man and, you know, gets around the goalie, and the goalie makes a hell of a save. So, you know, it was a super good opportunity, and, you know, I like the odds of having Tom or having the puck on Tom's stick in that situation.
Are there any particular things you've learned about your game, your abilities over this last month of playoff hockey?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I've kind of, I wouldn't say there's anything I've learned. I mean, I've kind of played like this forever. You know, I kind of always play with the edge, so... yeah, I wouldn't say there's anything I kind of learned.